miles below Mary, and it's about 29 miles here, 20 some odd miles here to Mary.
Did you do logging down there too?
I was coming here. Yeah, here's I was working by the day just myself. I didn't have the mules didn't belong to me, they belong to Bamberg.
What other counties around here have you logged in besides Perry and Tuscaloosa?
Perry, Bibb, logging. Down at the Maples, what's the name of that county?
That Chilton down there?
Chilton
County. I've logged all in there, down below Maplesville. I've been down to Prattville. You know where Prattville is?
Down at Tall County, that's right north of where
I logged in there. I was working for Hal Randolph then. And I was working there.
And then up close to where your sister lived, what's that county?
That's Ward.
About that other one. Jeannie lived.
Oh, that's Talladega.
Well, you know, y'all went there.
I worked in Talladega. Logged in Talladega.
So you worked right in a lot of the counties in the state, didn't you? When did you mention you retired? How long have you been retired?
Let's see. I retired in 60.
I don't
two or three, 63, I believe, the best I remember. I think that's when I retired.
That's a pretty good while. Mm-hmm. Were you still working oxen when you retired?
No, I didn't have none then about driving. I was just working for the other man, working for the day for driving his mules. There didn't nobody else. When I sold them oxen, I was the last oxen that was around anywhere.
You worked up Fort Bessemer. What county is that when you worked for Collie Wallace?
That's Jefferson, logged in Jefferson County.
Oh yeah. Talking about all the counties you worked in, have you traveled around very much in the South, other states besides Alabama?
Not too much.
What's some of the other states you've been in?
Mississippi.
Tennessee.
Whereabouts up in Tennessee did you go?
Valley here.
No, not Valley, in Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee, that's where my sister lives.
That's a good sized town.
Mm-hmm. That's a great big town, but it's getting very all cold.
Her sister lives in Memphis.
So many colored people.
All old persons who live in Memphis.
All young people do too sometimes. And no way anybody keeps straight like that.
You'd be in North Carolina, but you wouldn't log in then.
You say you've been to North Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
Whereabouts did you go up there?
What's the name? I can't call the name.
My son carried us around a lot of different places. We went to Ridgecrest. I did. I don't believe you went to Ridgecrest.
That's the Baptist assembly.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
I like it up there.
You sure do feel good up there, I'm kidding.
Walked up to me. I stand over there.
Dan,
that doesn't say a fellow walked up to me. He knew I was from Alabama. He said, "Well, how do you like North Carolina?" I said, "There ain't but one objection I got to it." He said, "Well, what is that?" I said, "I don't own me a home out here."
I guess those mountains are pretty up there.
Oh, and you feel so good up there. I breathe good up there. I have a breathing problem anyway. But when I get up there, I can just sleep up there.
It's not as humid up there. You know,
no,
it's hot and sticky.
No. That air is the...
When you go up out of North Carolina, how do you go? Do you go up through Tennessee? You
go through Birmingham. Well, go by Talladega and on up through
Georgia.
Georgia, Atlanta.
Go into Atlanta, Georgia.
That's a pretty good trip up there, isn't it?
Yeah, I
tell you what,
though.
Now I can get out here and work around here, something that I like to do, and it don't bother me a bit. But them long trips, I'm telling you,